Thank you very much, Mike. Again, write down your questions. We'll have questions at the end, first from the panel and then from the floor. Our final presenters are from the state of Washington. Paul Miller is the Elections Information Manager for the Secretary of State's office, and Shane Hamlin is the Assistant Director of Elections in the Office of the Secretary of State, and his responsibility is primarily over voter registration, but probably tells me that you've got a few other things thrown in with the job, right? So, Paul and Shane.
Well, John has my title almost right. It was, as of 6 weeks ago, that title was right on. My title now, along with changes, is Technical Services Manager for the Secretary of State. And when John made the comment earlier about how the HAVA language seemed perfectly clear to him, but it's amazing how other states wind up interpreting it, he had Washington State particularly in mind. So we have the opportunity now to talk about how Washington State approached this particular issue. And I really appreciate coming after both Ray and Mike. Terrible with names. Both Ray and Mike, because not only did we interpret HAVA differently, apparently we interpreted the questions that we were supposed to respond to differently. But what it's done is it's both their perspectives give me a platform to work off of, and I can say, remember what Ray said, and you remember what Mike said, and I can refer back to them as a point of reference. Washington State has about 3.4 million registered voters, and we have 39 counties with 38 independently elected auditors, and I underlined the word independent to sort of also give you some background and understanding as why we approached this HAVA issue the way we did. We are very proud in Washington of the very good relationship we have between the Secretary of State's office and the county auditors. But the county auditors are independently elected, and they are independent. One of them is an appointee, which is actually King County, which is, I believe, the 13th largest county in the country. Another fact you should know about Washington before we get into this is that we are very much a vote-by-mail state. We are right on the heels of Oregon State, John's state. 37 of 39 counties right now are entirely vote-by-mail. In the two counties that are not vote-by-mail, 70 to 80% of voters who vote, vote by mail. And we expect both those counties. One of them is already committed to switching over to vote by mail next year, and we expect both of them to be vote by mail in the next 2 years. So the approach we took, first of all, we did the design and development in-house, rather than going out to a contractor, but we did get programming support from Microsoft. That is one of the advantages of being in Washington State. And it's perhaps not an official policy in our office, but all Microsoft products in the office. The stage that we were in, we really had to be focused on scope. We took that January 1, 2006 deadline deathly serious. And so we believed that we needed to meet that requirement by January 1, 2006, and we were brutally protecting against any scope creep. I know this personally because some of my best ideas are on the cutting room floor. And we did meet that 2006 deadline on a $6 million budget. I was going to brag about the $6 million project until Ray said he did it for $500,000. And I'm going to personally blame Microsoft for that. They take a lot of money. And our understanding is that we needed to have a product in place that met the HAVA requirements, which was maintaining an official state list of registered voters. And so we considered the list that we have as the official list, but the election management pieces of it that Ray referred to, we left with the counties. And I'll explain, show you that in a little more detail as we move through this. And then phase two is the bells and whistles. We're working on a project currently called My Vote, which includes online voter registration. And by January 1, 2008, we will have online voter registration, and along with that we'll have the electronic transfer of motor voter registrations to the state system. I appreciated Kim or Kimball or whoever the disembodied gender neutral voice on the phone was earlier touting us a few times. But the way our online voter registrations will work is that anybody who wants to register online will have to have a driver's license or a state ID, because we will use the signature that they used for their driver's license or state ID as the signature for our voter registration. And they have to click a statement that says, with this click, I'm affirming that this signature is, I'm hereby signing the voter registration oath with that signature. We have a process already at the state level where candidates can file using their credit cards online. And in this process, one of the things, part of this phase, is we're hosting county websites, including some of our smallest counties. We have counties, like I'm sure many of you do, of 2,000 registered voters. And we're hosting websites for all the counties in the state, but they have their own look and feel to them. So if somebody is using it, they don't recognize it it's hosted by us. It's their website, and they have control over what the content on it is, but they're drawing a lot from our state data. All right, so here's the agenda question. Provide an overview of your state's voter registration database system structure. And I got a picture for you. So basically, we've got on the far left there, we've got the county systems. They are entering the data into what we refer to as EMS, or election management system. The data entry is being done there. IGN is the intergovernmental network. It was an existing state network that connected all the county offices it was a protected network that had its own system of routers and T1 lines. And so that's the portion that provided the connectivity. And then over here you see the representation of the, on the right hand side, of the Department of Health death records that we get. I think the person said earlier this month that most states did on a monthly basis, and so we fit right in with that. We're normal there. But we do check have a web service to the DOL, Department of Licensing, on a real-time basis. And the felon record process, WSP stands for Washington State Patrol, is a quarterly process, and we'll be talking more about the legal ups and downs we've had with both our registration and our felon process. Now, this is just gives me a chance to make sure that if there was anything I missed on the previous, that I cover it. And I see, yeah, we've got the production failover servers in central Washington and development testing servers in western Washington. Software services are provided by SQL Server 2005 and BizTalk, and the connectivity I talked with you about, the intergovernmental network. And like what I heard from Kansas, they were planning on up, the state was planning on upgrading this network. We were able to speed that process up and perhaps improve it more than what they planned for because of this project. And then the other half of that agenda question was about the data flows in question. So this is one way to represent it. And again, you see that we have XML transfers of transactions through the firewall to the web services. BizTalk interprets those transactions and passes them on to the SQL Server 2005. Again, yet another way of looking at this, which shows all the different ways the county election workers receive registration information. They eventually put it into the system. The system may pend a voter for a variety of reasons. The address doesn't precinct. The form was incompletely filled out. And so there's a contact back to the voter. The voter responds and it comes back through until it finally, EMS is able to post the voter to a pending file where it is sent to the state. The state processes it and pens the voter, adds a new voter. In some cases, we transfer the voter, and you see up there on the left where we do the duplicate check. Duplicate check means we check to see if this person is this person that we're registering is registered in another county. And the confirmation of if it appears that we've got somebody with the same first name, last name, date of birth, registering, who was previously registered in another county, that gets posted, and the county will look at that, will compare the signatures from the old record with the signature on the new record and make a determination of whether that's a record representing the same person or two different people. If they determine it's the same person, then OSOS will transfer the voter, transfer the information from the one county and provide it to the new county. Our system queues up a notification for the county system picked up, and then the county receives the data, and then the EMS system that's at the county end of things will take that data and perform the necessary actions on their end of the transaction. So, again, what issues have you encountered given your architectural approach to the problem of constructing HAVA-compliant databases? Well, I realize we have that just within Washington State, we interpreted that question at least three different ways, and I think you guys approached it a little bit differently than we did, and there's probably a number of ways. Despite the fact that this question was very specifically worded and it should have only been understood one way, I've got at least three different responses here. The first one is our system top down or bottom up? And please be very careful because it says bottom up and not bottoms up, but top down or bottom up. And we have to acknowledge that each county has its own vendor supplied for voter registration, or we refer to it now as the EMS, election management system. We have four different vendors in the state. Bottom up, yeah, very clearly. Most voter registration tasks occur on the local system. Again, bottom up. Updates and adding new records normally happen in real time. Top down. New records approved by central system prior to being activated at the local level, top down. So what we want to refer to is not bottoms up or top down, but a centralized system with distributed processing. The local systems handle the data entry. They do the precincting, which Ray described earlier, which is the process of taking the address, the voter's address, and figuring out which precinct they belong to, and by which precinct they belong to. Now we know which Ledge District, Congressional District, Water and Sewer District, Dog Catcher District they're in. They produce the voter lists. They credit the voters when the ballots come back. And that's just a small subset. Refer to Ray's material for a more complete discussion of the election management tasks that are involved. At the central system, we audit the local voter lists to make sure that the state list and the local lists are in sync with each other. Again, we have the responsibility for, the state has the responsibility for maintaining the official voter list for the state. We flag records to be canceled that includes the felons, deaths, duplicate records, and transfers. And when we flag them, that's not optional for the county to decide whether or not they're going to be canceled or not. That's part of the system. Now, some of this work is done by the counties. For example, duplicate records, the counties will look at the two records, compare the signatures, make the determination of whether, in fact, they are the same person. If they are the same person, the county decides who the record belongs to, which county does the record belong to. And we authenticate the voter ID. We handle the processes for the driver license and working with the Social Security numbers that we talked about in this morning's session. So, once again, the same agenda question. The next step, I think from our perspective, the obvious step is being able to compare state lists for duplicate registrations, double voters. 2 years ago, John Lindback from Oregon and Washington and Idaho, California, was Alaska there? I don't think Montana, got together to discuss this issue. And I think we pretty quickly recognize that the technical issues are fairly easy to solve. But the policy issues are a lot more difficult to solve. One of them, and this is, again, just a partial list, but do we want to do this on a regional basis or have a national clearinghouse? Do we want a national schema or do we want to have multiple data exchange formats? And let me explain the impact. One of the states I noticed in your southern implementation there was Arizona. Well, Arizona is where all of our, we call them snowbirds, all our snowbirds go to Arizona. And so Arizona would be a state that we would want to cross-check our voter registration list against. Do we want to have a format for our region and another format for your region? So what kind of a, do we need a national schema for this process? What's, and I think this was, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense was at that meeting, this, the due process was the biggest issue for us. How do we decide that the two voters, that the two records in fact represent the same voter? And if we decide that they are the same voter, how do we decide which one gets kept and which one is canceled? And again, we hoped for some more national type of standards to deal with some of these questions. Use of digitized signatures is an issue that hasn't been addressed too much yet. In our state, as I've indicated, we use digitized signatures all the time. We use them to compare two records against each other and make the determination whether or not that those two records represent the same person. Now, in a vote-by-mail state where 90% of people vote by mail and we're required to check every signature on those return envelopes, we have long had a very good system of digitized signatures, and I recognize that that's an issue that's evolving in other states, and we're probably a little further ahead on that. But in this process, I would hate to see us lose what we believe is a very good tool for comparing records and ensuring that in fact two records belong to the same person. And Shane is going to take over, and you'll notice Shane is my boss, but I've given him only two slides, so.